In this virtual video, an active shooter is in a school. How do the people inside respond? Will they respond differently if the building is designed in a different way? Virtual reality is the first step to answering these questions to help engineers create a safer building, says Gail Lucas, who researches human-computer interaction.
We're interested in looking at how different building attributes affect responses to incidents of extreme violence. And that's something that we can't manipulate easily in the real world. But in virtual reality, all of that is possible, and it's possible safe and ethically.
Soon, teachers and office workers will be tested to see how they react during a virtual violent incident staged inside various office and school building designs. Treadmills similar to this one will be used so they can run or walk. The designers will look at the number of exits, hiding places, and whether glass windows should be clear or frosted based on the recommendations of government and security experts. Bertrand Bajarek-Berger specializes in intelligent environments.
There's so many recommendations out there, and there's so much money being invested on these recommendations, but they're not well tested in the real world in terms of how they play out.
A design feature such as frosted glass may keep people safe in a situation like this, but may not be ideal in normal circumstances, such as when school staff want to see inside a classroom.
I think the answer is having more dynamic kinetic elements. Instead of thinking building elements as static, we're talking about maybe frosted versus normal glass, but they can have the intelligence when the building senses the threat.
So a clear glass window can become frosted, Bajarek-Berger adds, when there's a threat. Artificial intelligence and sensors in buildings can make this possible.
It could be the case that where there are sensors, and then they pick up the noise levels, and if there's a shooting, obviously it will come with some increased noise levels and shouting and other clues. So the building can have, for example, dynamic walls that lock up maybe the bad actor in the building.
An intelligent building can produce digital signage that points occupants to the safest exits away from the violence.
If we have the right mindset and the willingness to implement, they're not very high tech. So I don't believe we are too far from having these kind of intelligent environments.
Once researchers understand how different design features influence people's behavior, they can design better buildings and know which types of technologies will keep people safe during an act of mass violence. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.